Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scott, please tell us a little bit about the matter here involving Kevin Q, who is being held at the holding center.
Well, a lot of what we're doing is just precautionary. The individual reported to our medical staff that he did travel to China recently, and according to CDC guidelines, that's a red flag. So what we've done is we've taken every precaution and every measure we can to limit his exposure to inmates, to staff, and anyone else within the facility while he's here. Now, he does have a court appearance later today, and that court appearance could determine whether he's going to stay here until the county chooses to come pick the individual up, or that court appearance could release him at that time.
Now, how did he end up back in the United States?
This individual did travel from China, did enter the northwestern hemisphere through Toronto, and then made their way to the Peace Bridge. At that point, officers with Customs Border Protection did interview the individual with the CDC protocols, and while they're doing that, they noticed that this individual had a warrant, outstanding warrant from Chester County, Pennsylvania. And that obviously is a flag to detain the individual. This individual is then brought to the Erie County Holding Center and admitted around 4 a.m. this morning.
Any word on what the warrant was out of Chester County?
It is has to do with failure to appear as well as stolen property. But I don't have too many details on it, but again, it was a warrant issued by their district attorney. It did have a extradition attachment to the warrant, and right now we're honoring that request until further notice from a local judge or from the Chester County District Attorney's Office.
What precautions are being taken to protect jail staff and inmates?
I can't get into too many details only because of the security of the jail movement and classification of inmates. However, this individual's exposure to other inmates and to staff is limited, and we are taking as many cautions as possible to limit his contact with anybody else. It is important to note that right now he's not symptomatic and he's a medium risk, which is closer to good than it is bad. And the personal protection items are not necessary, but they are available if somebody does want to wear a mask or something else along those lines.
Is there any indication so far that Mr. Q may have any symptoms of coronavirus?
Now, right now, he is not symptomatic. The thing that is important to note that is his recent travel to China is the CDC guideline, and which was red flagged, noticed by our medical staff here at the holding center, and immediate action was taken. We'll keep everyone posted on the situation as it unfolds in front of us today, whether it's a court appearance, whether it's the warrant, how that will proceed. So it is very fluid, and that's what's kind of keeping us busy at this point, not only the seriousness of the situation, but certainly the unknowns of whether this person will be remanded to our custody until Chester County picks picks him up or whether the judicial order to release him is affected.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.